This is Marketplace. I'm Kimberly Adams. Like Matt just mentioned at the beginning of his story, one of the big drivers of inflation over the last few years was the rising cost of new and used cars. Prices for all kinds of vehicles spiked the initial year out of the COVID lockdowns, driven by high demand from consumers with extra money to spend and low supply worsened by the chip shortage. But 2023 was the year the car market finally started to level out again. Now, dealer lots are more full and prices are no longer climbing at a breakneck pace. Many folks who watch the car industry predict this trend will continue in 2024 and think next year could even be kind of boring in the car market. Marketplace's Henry Epp reports.
Something in the car market pretty much disappeared the last few years, says Patrick Olson, editor-in-chief at Carfax.
In the before inflation times, there was a fair number of 0% interest offers.
Zero money down, cashback rebates, you've heard the ads, but dealers haven't needed those in a while.
They've enjoyed, you know, in the last 2-3 years, record high margins on new vehicles because of the chip shortage and COVID supply lines.
Cars were scarce, so dealerships could raise prices, and car buyers had to take what they could get. That's finally changing, says Sam Fiorani, vice president of global vehicle forecasting at Auto Forecast Solutions.
Manufacturers have found better supply of semiconductors, better supply of general parts.
That's led to more cars and trucks rolling off assembly lines, higher inventory on dealership lots, and stronger competition between dealerships. For car buyers,
we're getting back to the level where a consumer can walk into a dealership and pick out a vehicle, negotiate a price, take $1,000, $2,000, $3,000 off the price, and drive away that day.
Still, making a car isn't getting any cheaper. The cost of parts and labor will likely stay high next year. And Mark Shermer with Cox Automotive says for manufacturers and dealers, that means
margin compression,
as in profit margins.
Dealers will still be able to stay in business and certainly be profitable. They just won't be as profitable as they were in 2021 and 2022.
So in a lot of ways, the car market next year could look a lot like it did before 2020, which is to say, pretty normal. Unless, says Sam Fiorani at Auto Forecast Solutions,
if any part of the supply chain broke, then suddenly there's no production or less production, that would throw this whole thing into a tailspin again.
So maybe grab that discount while you can. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.